y'all come back.
Uh-huh. That's what I was interested in. Do you say it in any other way?
I usually say that you must come back, really.
You.
Yes.
I use you and y'all. You ever say you all?
Yes, I do.
So you might just as well say...
You all come back.
Okay. Now, talking in terms of possessive, of a group possessing something collectively, like a car, you might say to the group of people looking out the window, is that car?
Possessor, you saying? Their car?
No, you're addressing a group of people, you see. So the same group that have come to see you,
mm-hmm.
you might look at them and say, is that blank car?
Is that your car?
Right.
Right.
And what about a possessive of y'all there? Do you ever say, do you ever use y'all in a possessive way?
No.
Like, is that y'all's car?
Y'all's car, no.
Don't say that.
No.
Have you ever heard it?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so you would say your car.
Right.
Cool. All right. By this situation, if I had been to a party and you didn't get to go and I was telling you about it afterward and you wanted to know the people who had attended, what might you ask me?
I said, well, I was there.
Okay. And if I had gone to hear a speaker and you wanted to know the substance of what he had to say, what might you ask me?
What did he have to say?
Okay. Now you said, who all was there? Would you ever say, what all did he say?
I usually say, what did he say?
What did he say?
Yes.
Are you familiar with what all?
Yes.
Okay. And this expression, if no one will look out for them, you say they've got to look out for
himself.
Right. And if nobody else will do it for him, he has to do it
himself.
Okay. All right. Changing the subject. Can you tell me about as many different types of bread that you know about?
Bread.
Right.
Wheat. Whole wheat, of course. Rye. Bread. Whole wheat, rye. There's a German bread. Of course, we used to say white bread.
Yeah. Is that what you usually call the bread you make sandwiches?
Yes. Or you may say a loaf of bread, a loaf bread, corn bread. I guess you call it the English muffins and those kind of things in spread, yes. That's
rolls,
it. Yeah, it's rolls, of course, yes.
Are you familiar with anything other different types of cornbread or different types of things made with cornmeal?
No. Only bread is the only thing that I know is made with cornmeal. Of course, you can use cornmeal in cooking many things, you know. For example, okra, you should batter it. Or fish sometimes. A lot of people batter fish in mill.
Speaking of fish, what about these round things that you make with cornmeal and maybe onions?
Hush puppets.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Does the word pone mean anything to you?
Pone.
A pone of cornbread or corn pone?
I have heard my grandmother use it in that manner. My grandfather used to say, pone of bread, yes. Which means I'm assuming he's referring to a large piece. I don't know. I'm assuming that. I don't know. I've never used the term in that manner as a pone of cornbread. No.
So it's a quantity or a size?
I would think that's what it would mean. That's what he was referring.
Yeah. Does the word hoe cake mean anything to you?
Hoe cake of bread, yes. Yes. Hoe cake of bread, thing in terms of a piece that my grandfather used to cook. He said, I'm going to cook me a hoe cake of bread, which means he would just turn it over, you know, without putting it in the oven. Cook it on top of the stove.
I see. Was it made of cornmeal?
Maybe cornmeal or flour.
Or flour.
Yes.